Welcome to a burning fire. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. After Israel left Egypt and entered into the Sinai area, God called Moses into that mountain for 40 days, where he received instructions from God. The Ten Commandments and all the rest of the law of Moses, the directions for building a sanctuary, were given to Moses. Exodus 25, 8 and 9, "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I will show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. And look that thou make them after their pattern which was showed thee in the mount." Exodus 25 and verse 40. Chapters 25 through 27 reveal the description of the tabernacle and the furniture and things related to this structure. These things were made of wood and precious stones and fabrics and skins, gold and silver and brass. It was to be portable, movable, so it could be taken with them as they journeyed toward Canaan. Now in Hebrews 9, verses 1 through 12, we find the real significance of this structure. "Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service, and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer, and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. And over it the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people, the Holy Ghost thus signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks, and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. One other verse from Hebrews 9, verse 24. "For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." Listening friend, these verses show that the first covenant, the first tabernacle, the things that Moses received on Sinai were figures. They were types of that which was to come. They did signify and point forward as a simile for the purpose of comparison. They formed a pattern, a prefigure of something in the system that which Christ is the high priest. The Christian system answers to the pattern of the old. The first tabernacle was a type of something that was to come. Hebrews 8 and verse 5 teaches that the law was a shadow of things to come. In like manner, the tabernacle sacrifices and the service of the old was a shadow of things to come. Hebrews 10 and verse 1. These things prefigured New Testament Christianity. Now let us observe the biblical comparison. Consider the outer court where all the nation was allowed to enter and gather. Into this court was the brazen altar, made of wood, covered with brass. It was called the altar of burnt offering because this is where the sacrifice for sins of the people were offered. Also in the court was a laver, made of brass. It was the place where the priest would engage in the ceremonial washing by which they were consecrated to their duties and qualified them to perform their daily ministrations. As one would pass the altar, then the laver, he would then approach the entrance into the holy place. The holy place was entered by priest only. There was only this single entrance. Before entering and serving as priest, a sin offering would be made. The priest would wash in the laver. Then, putting on his priestly robes, he would enter into the holy place for the service to be rendered. In the holy place was a table of showbread, made of wood, overlaid with gold, upon which would be 12 loaves that were to be eaten by the priest each week. There was also the candlestick on the other side of the holy place, made of solid gold, with a central stem and 3 branches on each side. The candlestick was the only source of light in the holy place. And also, near where one would go from the holy place into the most holy place, was the altar of incense, made of wood, overlaid with gold, where priests burned sweet-smelling incense daily, the smell of which would pass through the veil that separated the holy place from the most holy place. Now the most holy place, sometimes called the Holy of Holies, was entered only by the high priest, and that once each year with the blood of the sacrificial lamb to be offered for the sins of the people and himself. In the most holy place was the Ark of the Covenant, made of wood, overlaid with gold, in which was a pot of manna, the tablets of stone on which were written the Ten Commandments, and Aaron's rod that had budded when the authority of God through Moses had been confirmed. Atop this ark was what was called the mercy seat of God with 2 cherubims, all of which was made of gold. Now these implements were center in the Jewish system of worship. They were in service under the dispensation of Moses, but they were types of things to come as well. The things to come was the Christian system through Christ. Now that we have seen the type, let us consider the antitype, the Christian system, that answers to the types of the Jewish system. The outer court is like the world. The holy place compares to the church, which is entered into only by priests. Those in the church are God's priest under Christ, 1 Peter 2 and verse 5. Christians are called a royal priesthood. John called the Christians kings and priests in Revelation 1 and verse 16. Before reaching the holy place, the priest had to be sanctified, set apart, and cleansed for the work that they were to do. A sacrifice was offered on the altar of burnt offering. Then the priests were washed at the laver. In like fashion, before one is granted the privilege of rendering service as a priest under Christ in his church, one must pass the sacrifice of Christ on the cross and be washed in the waters of baptism. Christ is called our sin offering, Romans 8:3, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, 1 John 1:21. Again, he put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, Hebrews 9:26. We read in Hebrews 10:22, having our body washed with pure water, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. This was that washing of regeneration of Titus 3 and verse 5. Ephesians 5:26 says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. One can no more enter the church without the sacrifice of Christ and baptism than one can enter the holy place without the sacrifice and the washing at the laver. The table of showbread in the holy place is like the Lord's Supper, eaten weekly, only by priest, which is the Christian system or the Christians. The candlestick represents the Word of God, the only source of light. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Psalm 119, verse 105. The entrance of thy word giveth light, Psalm 119, verse 130. Paul spoke of the glorious light of the gospel, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. Christ, the Word, is the light of the world. The altar of incense was a prefigure of the prayers offered. Psalm 141, verse 2, "Let my prayer be set before thee as incense." Prayer, again, is pictured to us as incense in Revelation 5 and verse 8 and Revelation 8 and verse 4. Incense is like the prayers of the saints going up before God. The most holy place represents heaven, where God abides. This is where the high priest offered the blood of the sacrifice for the people. Hebrews 9 and 11 teaches that Christ, our high priest, and he entered into heaven to offer his own blood for us, Hebrews 9, 12 and 24. The most holy place is where the incense went before God, just as the prayers of the saints go into heaven before God. Now, there are numerous lessons and impressions to be learned from this type and antitype relationship of the Old Testament tabernacle and the New Testament church and the Christian system. We see that there is definitely a relationship between the Old and New Testaments. Modernists deny that there is this continuing connection, but this makes it certain and plain. As the tabernacle was erected according to the God-given design and pattern, so it must be with the church. This comparison answers the question whether one can enter heaven without the church. Friend, the only entrance into the most holy place was to first come through the holy place. The only entrance into heaven is through the church. As one entered the holy place to serve as priest by the way of the sacrifice and washing, so one now enters the church as the New Testament priest by the way of the cross and being baptized into Christ. In the holy place, the priest served by the observance of eating the showbread, the burning of incense, guided by the light of the candlestick. In the church, the Christian serves by the observance of the Lord's Supper, the offering of prayers, and being guided by the light of the Word of God. The place where prayer is to be made is in the church, as a member of the church, just as the incense was offered in the holy place as a priest in the holy place. The incense was not offered in the outer court, nor is prayer to be offered while one remains in the world. This type-antitype relationship emphasizes also that the Old Testament system was not God's plan for saving man, but was the type of the true that was to come in Christ, his faith, and his church, Hebrews 9:8. Some today are still borrowing certain things from the old system, but they do not belong in the plan of God for today, not under the authority of Christ. The book of Hebrews was written to prevent brethren in the church from turning from the way of Christ back to the former system of Judaism from which they had been delivered. It was written to prevent apostasy. Why should one leave the true and turn back to merely the shadow of the true? The tabernacle and that which pertained to it was but a shadow of things to come. They were but types that have now served their function and have been set aside. This comparison of the two systems is also intended to enhance our respect for the church and to see how essential it is for us to belong to the church and to be included in the church. Herein is our salvation and our service and our priesthood. Even though the tabernacle and the church was separated by some 1,500 years from the time God instructed the building of the tabernacle and the time that God built the church through Christ, we can see God's hand in it all and how God overruled and God designed both. And we learn about the tabernacle, and we see the shadow of the tabernacle, and we see the glory of the system of Jesus Christ. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.